You're listening to Vocalo Radio. I'm Morgan Sioka. Today, October 9th, Chicago Fashion Week kicks off, presenting more than 50 events across the Chicago metro area. On their website, they describe their mission is to define a new look that places the second city first in fashion. To discuss, I sat down with Chicago Fashion Week producer Carrie Lannon on October 8th. Here's an excerpt from our conversation. Hey, Carrie, thank you so much for sitting down with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about your role with Chicago Fashion Week?
Well, my role has been basically producer. Of course, we all wear a lot of hats in an initiative like this, but producer, and I've been very close to the 55 events in the roster of Chicago Fashion Week.
Can you explain for our listeners what Chicago Fashion Week is?
Sure. It's a 12-day lineup of fashion events taking place October 9 through 20. And there's a wide range of events and a wide range of locations where they're held. So we have events up in Highland Park, Bronzeville, Oak Park, Hyde Park, as well as the city proper. And then we have different categories for all the events.
One of my first questions when I heard Chicago Fashion Week was happening was, why this year? Why does now feel like the right time to bring it back?
Well, I work with John Lydon, and he's the man that owns Chicago Fashion Week trademark. He's been thinking about this for 16 years. So a lot of things just came together to make this the right year. So when we set the date, October 9 through 20, we really aggregate events that are already taking place. And so there were a lot of events during that time period. And then we've added, obviously, many more to the roster as we've been moving forward.
Walk us through some of the events that you're excited about.
I can't name a specific event because that's like choosing your favorite child. But I will say that I love the cultural diversity of our events. So we're doing an event on Mayan patterns and textiles with the National Museum of Mexican Art. We have the Asia Fashion Show. We have educational seminars on styling. And so if you look at our events, there's really, we're hoping something for everyone because they're all put together under six categories, which is fashion runway, exhibition, education, marketplace, social, and in-store. So you can go to our website and say, I'm interested in education. Click that and all the events about education will come up.
What are the hopes among organizers for Chicago Fashion Week?
Well, the bottom line is really people attending events. We're hoping to drive attendees to the events. And if the attendees are at the events, that definitely helps the Chicago fashion designers that will be seen in the events. Because the bottom line really is driving business to our Chicago fashion designers.
Is there hope to engage young designers or those hoping to break into the fashion industry?
Well, I think we're about creating community. And when there's a community, there's help. And so, you know, we had our kickoff event last night, and you could just sense the pride and the camaraderie and the mutual support. And as more and more designers become a part of that, they're able to tap into the more experienced designers to learn not only fashion design, but how the business of fashion runs.
Would you say Chicago Fashion Week is an effort to recognize Chicago as a more prominent fashion city?
Yes. I think, you know, Mayor Johnson said it so well. He was at our kickoff event in May, and he was our lead speaker, and he talked about how Chicago's so well known for culinary, architecture, sports, theater. What's going on with the fashion scene? Like that, let's bring that forward as well. And that is our hope with Chicago Fashion Week, that people will discover designers and retailers that they never even thought of before.
To me, the Chicago style feels so vast. But how would you describe it? What sets Chicago style apart from other cities like New York or Los Angeles?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question because I think when a lot of people think of Chicago fashion, they think of very edgy urban streetwear. And in fact, we have so much more than that. We have people that design couture wedding gowns and gala gowns. And so there's a wide range of fashion available in Chicago. And that's what we're hoping consumers connect with, to think, oh, I can actually buy this dress or this outfit I want from a Chicago designer. And they may not have thought that way before.
Is there any specific designer, if you could pinpoint one, who you're really, really excited to see showcase their work?
Again, it's like picking your favorite child.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
And I
to
work
pick.
With all the designers, so I'm afraid to say one. I've just come across so many. I have purchased fashion from so many because I'm also, the whole team at Chicago Fashion Week is discovering fashion design that we didn't even know existed here. So if we're discovering it, we know the consumers will be too.
What's a recent piece that you added to your collection from a Chicago designer?
I bought a vest from Nitschka, and I love it because it's very versatile, and I can wear it over and under things, so that'll be going with me through the whole winter season.
Layering pieces are so important in Chicago winters.
I know. And I travel a lot, too, so it's good to have versatile pieces. And she has kind of an urban, edgy feel to her fashions, which I really connected with.
Are there plans to continue Fashion Week after this year, or is that dependent on the success of this year's Fashion Week?
Oh, we're already planning for next year. So first we have to get through this year. But I think when you do something the first time, inevitably all kinds of ideas come up that you think, oh, we could do this next year. So we're already excited about 2025.
Is there any hints you can give us, or should we just wait to see how this Fashion Week goes?
I think we're going to learn something, right? We'll see what resonates with the consumers, with our audience, and, you know, what we can augment, what we might want to do a little less of. And so there will be a learning curve. So right now we're focused on making this a great success, but we are definitely, we all have folders putting ideas in for 2025 as well.
And how can listeners find more information about Chicago Fashion Week and all of the events?
Oh, thank you. Well, that's an easy one. So our website is chicagofashionweek.com. And on Instagram, we're very active. And that handle is @TheChicagoFashionWeek.
Thank you so much. This segment was hosted and produced by me, Morgan Sioka. Remember to follow us at Vocalo on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or at vocalo.radio on TikTok. Dig deeper into the story at vocalo.org.